Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We'll be going Dutch on this one. Welcome to the Off Menu Podcast.
Pass the Dutchie.
I'm Ed Gamble, and over there, clearly eating a corn sausage, is James Acaster.
Busted.
Naughty little corn boy.
Delicious.
They've not even sent us those for free, and yet we're still eating them.
Benito got me into these. They're amazing. Corn cocktail sausages, so good.
Lovely. Welcome to the party. This is the Off Menu Podcast, where we have a special guest in our dream restaurant, and we ask them a series of things, don't we, James? Would you like to tell us what those things are?
With pleasure, Ed. We ask them what their favourite ever starter, main course, side dish, and drink are. Of all time.
And dessert.
How could I forget dessert? Did I forget dessert?
James.
I'm a different man.
Have you been to some sort of, like, a hypnotist?
Just put a sausage in my mouth, I forget pudding exists. Oh, no.
I hope you did forget dessert and I've not just gone mad.
One of us has gone mad.
Well, I've just had a sausage, but maybe I forgot. I can't even hear the word dessert anymore.
Yeah, something these veggie sausages.
Well, welcome to the Off Menu Podcast, where sausages make you forget dessert. We live in a topsy-turvy, wacky world.
Oh, that's Richard Curtis's next film, I think. Someone eats a sausage and they forget pudding exists.
But who is the special guest in the Dream Restaurant this week,
James? I haven't forgotten that.
No.
Sophie Duker.
She is a wonderful comedian. Gigs with her many times. She's excellent.
Very funny. Very, very, very funny.
Very funny, and very excited to see what she picks in her dream menu in the Dream Restaurant this week.
I'll tell you what, though, Ed. If Sophie picks a certain ingredient, I am going to have to chuck her out of the restaurant. That is the rules of the restaurant.
And what is that ingredient, James?
This week's secret ingredient is popping candy.
Popping candy. It is pointless. Popping, I hate it.
Yeah, it's very annoying. Yeah, the first time you have it, fair enough. Open your mouth, hear the popping noises, show your mates.
Yeah.
But, like, do you know what? Not anymore.
That sums you up, I think, that you would show your mates at this. Stop eating that sausage now. Why are you eating that sausage now?
I stopped eating it long enough to remember what popping candy was, and then I started eating the sausage again.
Well, if Sophie says popping candy, she is out of the restaurant, but I'm sure she won't. I'm sure it'll be an absolutely delicious meal.
Fingers crossed.
Let's hear it, the off-menu menu of Sophie Duker. Welcome, Sophie, to the Dream Restaurant.
Well, thank you. It's beautiful.
What can you... Oh!
Welcome, Sophie Duker.
Hello.
James is a genie waiter, as you can see. I don't need to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
You can see I'm a genie waiter. Did the waistcoat give it away?
It's a lovely waistcoat you've got on today, James.
Thank you very much. Do you like it, Sophie?
I think it's garish.
Yes,
garish.
But why. Appropriate for your genie magic vibes.
I'll turn around, you can see that I've actually got garish written on the back in diamonds.
You anticipated the
diamond
criticism.
Diamond studs, says garish.
Do you want to take us through some of the things you've got hanging off the waistcoat today? There's quite a lot of accoutrement.
Yeah, I got some fluffy dice.
Yeah.
Smelly dice?
Yeah, they stink. Yeah. Absolutely stink.
The old stinky genie dice.
Yeah, and I've got a fluffy Snakes and Ladders game to go with the dice as well.
But it's a lovely outfit, James.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Thank you very much. Garish.
Now we've covered your outfit, let's welcome our guest to the restaurant.
Welcome along, Sophie. Do you go out and eat much? Do you do a lot of home cooking?
I like cooking.
Yeah.
I really like cooking. I find it very exciting.
Yes.
Because you feel like you're a sort of magician while you do it. I like it. It's like it relaxes me. I do eat out, but I do not deliver.
Right.
I don't get food brought to me.
That's a hard and fast rule.
I mean, it has happened, but I'm just like, I don't like not knowing what's happening on the way from the like it being put in the box.
Okay. Yes. Like, you don't like not knowing what's happening between the restaurant and your house.
Interesting.
Because it takes like, I don't know, like 2 hours to get there. And you don't know what they've done on the way. Like,
what sort of things do you think they're doing on the way?
Just honest answers.
I think they... Okay, firstly, I don't think that... I'm going to sound like a bad man for all these people on 0 hours contracts. I don't think they take it straight away. I think they're quite leisurely about it. And I think they look at it before they shut it away.
They look at it.
And that's the last thing you want,
That's
right?
not what you want. I just imagine someone looking at my pizza and assessing all the stuff that I've chosen to
judging your toppings.
Judging my toppings. And then it's like as soon as it touches the air, it's like a baby. It starts to like degrade and like get old. I would eat food straight from the pan if I could. And like putting it in a box and taking it to me is just like, there's no.
I think there's many footnotes there.
Yeah.
Everything you just said. We need to take you through that again. You think people are looking at your pizza?
Yeah.
And you're worried that they're judging it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the people like who make the pizza who are just like looking at it before they put it in the box.
The people who make the pizza will have to look at it.
they got it.
Unless I get it delivery from Don Lenoir,
yeah.
Where they're all blind. And so they won't be... That's the only place
they'll
deliver.
But then they're going to touch your pizza, aren't they?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not weird about that.
Don Lenoir is a restaurant where the people eat in the dark, right? I don't know why you think it's dark in the kitchen.
I don't know why I think it's dark in the kitchen.
And we're just going to leave the fact you think that babies degrade as soon as their face touches the air.
Yeah.
But that is what happens.
Is that what happens? As soon as a baby's born.
But only in like a
But over
a long
period
term,
of years. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Period of years.
I mean, because like, obviously your 2 hour delivery isn't going to... That's not like a baby.
No, it's not like a baby. I don't think it's logical. I just don't like... And you also don't know when they've arrived or if they might take it to another house, which always happens to me. I always get wrong people's deliveries.
That happens a lot. Yeah, it happened to me.
I understand the thing about wanting to eat it from the pan. I mean, that's very nice. Mm. So, like, if there was a restaurant where that was how they did it, you'd probably be straight there, right?
I've been there. Like, those Japanese restaurants, they make it on the griddle. I think it's from... The reason I think this is because of Narnia.
Could not have guessed that. Could not have guessed
that's
that
just
one.
A big left turn.
In The Lion, in the Witch and the Wardrobe, when they go and they have fish with Mr. Tumnus. No, not with Mr. Tumnus, the badgers.
Right.
No, not the badgers, the beavers. They have, oh God, they have it with the beavers. They have fish with the beavers. And then C.S. Lewis just kind of does like a little sideways aside and is like, reader, have you ever had fish that is like 10 minutes out of the water and 5 like minutes out of the pan?
So that stuck in your head, that lodged.
There's a lot of food in those books, like Turkish Delight.
Yeah, there is that, and he does describe, I've never thought about that, but he describes it very nicely, doesn't he? He's very good at, so Turkish Delight, I don't think there are many kids who have eaten Turkish Delight before they read that book or have it read to them.
No.
Like, most of the time it's the first time you've ever heard of it, so you have no concept of Turkish Delight. And the way that he describes it does make it sound like the best food in the world. And it is a letdown when you have it for the first time.
It's not good.
Nice. It's like cider in Fantastic Mr. Fox. Are you getting where I'm getting all my food from? He's like, it tastes like sunbeams and rainbows. And it's just nice.
It tastes like apples, I think.
It tastes like apples.
Really like the fact that you brought up Tumnus, though, and the Turkish Delight and all that stuff. Because that is... I think for a few years, Turkish Delight was my favourite food and I hadn't eaten it.
Because
I was like...
Yeah, if you had eaten it, you know it was...
I thought that's the best food in the world.
Yeah.
It's quite weird, kids' books especially, like proper good kids' stories, have so much food in them.
Mm.
And weirdly, I went through a period of listening to the Hunger Games audiobooks a couple of years ago.
Did it?
It's basically a story about a restaurant and then some people get killed. There's so much food in it. There's so much description. There's one bit, it was just like describing some lamb for like a whole chapter.
Wow.
But then they sick it up. So what happens is the really posh people eat loads and then they take a little pill and sick it all up so they can eat some more.
Oh yeah.
It's like political.
Well,
political, isn't it? The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Oh, I just realised it's called The Hunger Games. We always start off with water choice. If you want still or sparkling water.
Ooh.
Has this thrown you already?
No, I did know because I have listened.
Do you want to know how long it's going to take to get from the kitchen to you? You can imagine what's going to happen to it on the way.
As soon as the bubbles hit the air, they do degrade. Okay. like thousands of little babies.
So give me old water, old man water.
Little baby bubbles.
So I've got what I think is the cool answer.
Oh, okay.
I think it's because I listened to Sindhu. And she was like, I just want warm water.
Right.
I think she said that.
Did she say that?
She was like, I don't like cold water.
Like, do you know what? Cindy's so kind of like authoritative that like I probably didn't question that when she said it at the time. Yeah. But now you've said it, I'm like, why did I not pull her up on that?
But, I mean, it makes me seem like a dick. Because I obviously want sparkling water.
Yeah.
Can I please have some sparkling water?
Yeah, of course you can.
Of course you can.
Yeah, but I feel like it's just a stupid choice.
Why?
Why is this?
Because when I started drinking sparkling water, I thought it was really sophisticated.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't call it fizzy water. I'd call it sparkling water.
Yes. Of course.
And it was just like a way to feel like I was like a grown-up.
Uh-huh. How old were you?
Probably about two. No. maybe about seven. The first time I had it, I think when I had it for the first time, I was like, oh my God.
Do you remember the first time you had sparkling water?
I think it was probably at a restaurant with my dad, which is where all my trauma lies. I think I had it in a fancy setting and he probably had like wine and I had some sparkling water and I was like, this is the same.
Yeah. Swill it around.
Just the same.
Yeah, made all those noises.
Delicious. Yeah,
I think you're right. It does feel more sophisticated.
It's more sophisticated. You can have water. It's basically spit. Is no. water?
Water is basically spit.
You're not the first person who said that. Jordan Banjo also thought that water was basically spit.
Oh yeah.
He said that water was basically spit, and that's how he thinks about it. So he can't drink it.
Yeah.
And that's stuck in my head. Every time I've had water since, I thought, well, it's just a glass of spit.
And now
Jordan Banjo's done that to me. Now. Duke has doubled down on it.
Yeah, it's definitely just spit. And it's been through loads of people. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't need to go into this.
Has it been through loads
really,
of people?
This is being really like nostalgic for me. Yeah, because like all the water you drink has been through at least five bodies before you.
Are you sure about that?
No, I'm not sure.
What? Where are you getting this from?
Because it's like rainwater. It comes down and like...
Yeah.
And you drink it and then you piss it out and then dinosaurs drink it and they die and then...
Yeah, like dinosaurs drink
Henry VIII drinks it and then that, now all the rainwater gets... it's not fresh.
Sure.
Every glass of water you've had has been through Henry VIII.
Yeah,
I guess so. But I thought you were making out like, you know that that coffee bean that, you know, the little monkey eats it and poops it out?
Yeah.
And then you have the coffee bean.
Oh, no. Do you know about that? No.
So there's a coffee bean.
Like a restaurant?
Yeah, it's like a proper thing, a delicacy that people pay a lot of money for.
It's really expensive,
The little animal eats it, shits it out, and then they make coffee out of it, out of the coffee shit. And I thought that's what you meant by the water's been through five people.
The best water has been through five people.
Yeah, and they drink it.
I'll only have sparkling water, I've just realised this, if I'm like in Spain... Uh-huh. Because I can order it by saying agua con gas, and that makes me feel real fancy.
Whoa.
Agua con gas.
That is really fancy.
Right?
I don't know if this is Italian. Agua con gas is good. Frizzante?
Oh, I think that's Italian. That's a
shampoo.
Yeah.
Shampoo, right? Anti-frizzante. Yeah.
Whenever I order frizzante in Italy, ugh, horrible. Tastes like shampoo. So thick. The water's so thick.
Bubbly, though.
Bubbly, so bubbly.
Poppadoms or bread? Poppadoms or bread, Sophie? Poppadoms or bread?
Not poppadoms. I don't like poppadoms.
What?
Mm-mm.
Well, then there's only one other choice.
But this is this is the first person who said they don't like poppadoms.
I think they're overrated.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Also,
I'm not angry at that statement.
It's a controversial episode already. Actually, with every single turn, Sophie's got a bit of a controversial take on it.
Mm.
I'm not trying to be controversial.
What the delivery drivers are doing with your stuff.
Looking at your pizza.
The glass full of spit. It's been through eight people or whatever. Now we've got overrated poppadoms.
Poppadoms sound like a fun snack.
Mm-hmm.
The food that I have had delivered in the past is Indian food. Yeah. I have an Indian restaurant near me, which I really love because the main chef there is so bitter about having been ejected from Bombay Bicycle Club. Not the band. Although it is unclear. So he's just so bitter that, like, the back of the menu is like his biography and how he got ejected from Bombay Bicycle Club.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Art, it's called Art of Spices.
What, and the menu was like, I got kicked out.
He was just like, yeah, I worked at... I just remember reading it and just crying with laughter. But it, the food is, like, phenomenal, and I will get... I used to live on top of that shop, but now I've moved, and I will get it delivered because it should... Yeah, anyway.
Are you crying now a bit? I can see tears coming from you. You're genuinely crying now remembering the menu.
But you've done it a really great way around, which I've never seen before. I've seen people cry with laughter before. Yeah. Sure, you know, I'm on tour. But you started crying before you started laughing.
Yeah, the tears sort of came first. I've never seen anyone do that before.
And I just remember crying, laughing. And then the tears started and then you started laughing.
So you just said crying, laughing. Tears started just flowing from your eyes. And then the laughter caught up with it. But like... laugh until you cry. If you cry until you laugh.
Yep. I don't know. Does that help? Is that the way you meant? Oh yeah, you laugh and then
you laugh until you cry, right?
Yeah, you're going. Yeah. Normally people laugh until they cry. You cry and then you start laughing, which is like it's like if a baby was born old and started becoming young. Yeah, that's what it is. It's opposites.
You're a Benjamin. You're a Benjamin Button.
I'm just crying. Like, oh, this is so funny.
Yeah.
And then I have to process how much that means. And then I can relax and laugh.
Your body knows that you're going to cry laughing at it anyway. Yeah, they're like, so it just fires everything off at the same time.
Should we start with dessert today? Can if you want.
No, it's not sad. Yeah. I don't feel badly about it.
If you want to do this whole thing in reverse, we can, is what I'm saying.
Okay. No, I want to do it in the proper order.
Okay.
Shout out to that chef.
Yeah.
To Bombay Bicycle Club. But it's like a compensation for your order taking too long. They just give you free poppadoms.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've never not had free poppadoms.
Yes.
Mm.
Why would you want... It's not a thing.
What do you mean it's not a thing?
It's not filling.
No, but it's like a little... Just get the mouth ready.
Sorry, I'm actually weeping and I think it's upsetting you.
You are. No. I very much like the fact that you're our first guest to cry all the way through. So you think it's not a thing?
It's just like, sorry that this is taking so long. Here's a poppadom. And it doesn't taste of much. And then they give you the chutneys. And you're like, I don't...
You don't want any of those chutneys?
No, I don't want any of the chutneys.
So your problem with it is that you don't want it, but you want... So are you in that situation thinking, I would like something, because this has taken a while, I would like to eat something, but...
No, I want the curry.
You want the curry.
So to you it represents lateness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a text being like, I'm just around the corner.
Yeah.
It's like... You're like, no, you're not.
That's what a poppadom is.
So you think they are giving you poppadoms basically to give you something to just occupy your mouth while the main thing gets ready?
Yeah, it's like throwing like an obstacle in your way. It's like, get through this and then we'll see about the about the corner.
Okay, but bread, some people would argue, is the same.
Bread. Well,
they do the same trick with bread.
They do the same trick with bread, but bread is like... Bread isn't bullshit, basically.
Bread isn't bullshit. Which listeners can't see that's what your T-shirt says.
Yeah, no, the bread. Bread isn't bullshit. I'm very pro-bread. I wasn't really pro-bread before I lived in France, and I thought they ate too much bread.
Hold on a second.
What?
I did not know you lived in France.
I lived in France.
I knew you lived in France because I've heard you on another podcast.
Oh, my God.
You mentioned that you lived
Ed listens
in France.
To podcasts, so I'm not so keen.
I count that as research.
So how long have you been in France for? I mean, I don't tread on territory that's already been covered in other podcasts.
Oh, no, this is going to be bread. Like this is going to be bread-based.
I lived there for about 365 breads.
Ah!
Yeah, because they eat bread every day. Every single day. They eat bread all the time. Too much bread. They eat, like, you go and get a baguette and they have it with breakfast and then you have it at lunch and then it's stale the next day, so you throw it away.
They make them too long. They're too long, the baguettes.
They're too long. But good, because it's like it's important to have the bread.
Yeah.
Always to go out and get bread if you've got people over.
Mm-hmm.
But real French people, which I was living with, they have that bread, but they also have like a thing called Frank's American Loaf.
What?
It's like, so you get it in a plastic bag, and it's called Frank's American Loaf, and it never. Oh, there was one in like the cupboard for 3 months, and it doesn't change colour.
Wow.
And that's the bread they're like, when they're like, okay, we'll chill out, like, behind the scenes, we eat this bread.
So in France, they're all eating Frank's American Life.
They're not even eating those
baguettes. Baguettes are just for PR, basically.
Baguettes are just like, oh, we got to go walking down the street, feeding my lover. You know? But then, like, they're like, oh, when the boulangerie's closed, out comes Frank's American Loaf. And it's like real processed white bread.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Real bad.
Oh, Frank.
Frank's
but you've let everyone
loaf.
Down.
I've never heard of Frank's American Loaf before. I like saying it.
Frank's American Loaf.
It's like this is like when I first heard about Turkish Delight. Yeah. It sounds absolutely delicious. So suddenly Frank's American Loaf is my favourite bread, but
I don't think the White Witch could have tempted Edmund with a Frank's American Loaf.
Do you not think so?
No.
It would have seemed creepy.
Yeah, she said, maybe you'd stay with us if we can tempt you with some Frank's American Loaf.
The baguette, I mean, French bread is amazing, isn't it?
It's pretty good.
It's so good.
It's pretty good. Mike. And it's like ephemeral because it goes stale real fast. So that's the beauty of it.
And it's like a daily thing of going to buy the bread, like the routine of going to get the bread. My girlfriend lived in Paris for like 6 months. So when I used to go and stay with her, she lived basically above a bakery every morning, go down. She used to go and get the baguette and would come back and it was like a 1 minute walk. And then she'd always come back and the top had been eaten.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Because they put it in that bag where it's poking out the top. First thing you're going to do is nibble it.
This just proves Sophie's point about ordering food. You don't know what's happening between the place and the gesture.
Yeah, I think they...
Do you know what? You've fully vindicated there, Sophie.
Yeah. Just nibble the gesture.
That's a 1 minute journey. Who knows what's happening over 2 hours?
I don't think it's possible to get a baguette and not nibble the top of it.
Yeah, but you have to as well because it's touching the air, so it's immediately degrading.
Yeah, so I'm just like, baby bread.
You've got constant problems.
You've got to eat the baby before it grows up.
Yeah, that is a French... What's that? Sounds nicer in French, that saying, doesn't it?
Yeah. Manger le bébé.
For manger le bébé, avant qu'il agisse.
Yeah. Manger le bébé is very good. Is your bread then, your bread choice... From your time in France, is it like a bread that you had there that is the best?
No, it's not. My bread is a bread from a Turkish shop in Dulston where they used to make fresh bread every night but then lie about it. And you'd go in and they'd ask for some fresh bread and they'd be like, there's some bread on the shelf. I'd be like, I know, I can smell the bread. I know there's bread here. And it was the most amazing bread that I'd ever had in my life.
Why are they lying about the bread?
I know.
Yes.
Are they waiting for like regulars to come in? Or is it like are they like, there's some Turkish people who are really going to want some bread?
I think if you don't speak Turkish, they assume that... I think what happened was that someone like slipped up and I asked for some bread.
Yeah.
And there was no bread on the shelf. Mm. And he was like, oh, well, I could get you the bread from downstairs in our secret...
Secret bread lounge.
And I had it and it was like, it was the most beautiful bread I've ever... It was so delicious. You could just, like, it was, oh, God, it's like a big duvet of bread. And it was, like, piping hot. Yeah,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
It's shaped like a surfboard.
Yes.
And it's, like, hot and it's delicious.
Is it, it doesn't sound very baguette-y.
No, it's not. It's flat. It's big and flat, like a duvet.
So it's got the consistency of a duvet as well?
Yeah, kind of like a duvet, like a pillowy bread.
Yeah, pillow. Oh,
and you can dip it in things. You can use it to mop stuff up with.
Maybe they don't want to sell it to you because that's their duvet.
They're all sleeping on
that. That's why it's at night. Like, I just cooked myself a new duvet and we've sold it to that lady again.
Oh, no.
All our duvets.
I mean, I don't think they'd be able to sleep under that without sleep eating.
Yeah. You would start eating it, yeah.
Does it have like sesame seeds on the top?
No.
It
feels like it's plain. I can't. It's so good. But then it got taken over. The shop got taken over by a new family.
Called Frank.
They started selling American loaf.
Get out of here. This is fine now.
We got one loaf.
Stop selling the bread. They wouldn't give me the bread.
So they still do the bread?
Hold on.
No, if they still do the bread. They won't give me... I've also moved, so I can't I can't investigate. But they're all very cavalier at the shop now, and they don't... I don't think they're... It's very sad.
So it's still a bakery?
Oh, no, it's like an off-licence.
Oh, yeah, it's probably...
So they probably stopped doing the bread?
No, it was always an off-licence. They had a secret bread.
It was always an off-licence. Oh, so hold on a second. It was always an off-licence, and there was a secret bakery in it?
Yeah.
Oh...
You love the sound of that, don't you?
Yeah, I love the sound of that. I think it's great. So you would go in and you'd be like, this is a normal off license.
Yeah.
But there's a smell of fresh
bread. There's a smell of fresh bread.
And so where is that bread?
Where's that bread coming from? Maybe it's their house.
And unless you are, yeah, it sounds like you have basically gone, go and get me that bread. I know you've got bread in there. I know you've got some bread in there. You go and get me that bread. Oh, okay. She's back again.
Just off to their flat upstairs. I'm gonna give this lady our shopping again.
Oh, we're gonna have to move. We can't afford to eat.
I drove them away. I've done. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I found another shop.
Uh huh.
But it's a kebab shop. But I go in and ask them to make me bread.
So they've got, because that's no more Turkish bread. Is
more
it? Is
Turkish
it, is it,
bread, but it's not the same. It's not as good.
Not as
but
good.
It is very.
So this
good.
Is incredible. You just walk into Turkish establishments, regardless of what they do, and demand they bake you some fresh bread.
That, yeah, that is what I do.
I know you've got bread on the premises. You must do.
What are you wrapping the kebabs with?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I have actually said that before.
Really? What are you wrapping the kebabs with then?
They use the bread to wrap the kebabs with. So I was like, can I have some bread? And like, there'll be someone either. And they're like, bread? And I'm like, what are you wrapping?
What are you wrapping those kebabs with then? Yeah. Oh, she's got us. She's got us again.
Figured it out.
Why am I crying?
Oh, you're crying again. Here come the tears. So, we come to your starter now.
Okay.
What emotions will this trigger for you?
Happy, sad ones? Yeah, yeah. I think the point of starters is that you can have many starters.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a flawed round.
Okay.
So, because sorry. We're making you pick one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
if you were going to a restaurant by yourself,
yeah,
would you order multiple starters?
Oh.
If you were having a main and a dessert.
Oh. No, I wouldn't. I'd be too ashamed.
Well, you don't need to be ashamed in the dream restaurant.
Okay.
But you can only order one starter.
Yeah.
But you're perfectly welcome to give some honourable munchions.
Yes. Honourable munchions.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
I like that. I think I'm going to go straight in, but I might remember things when I go straight in with the starter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like a good starter is like, it's satisfying, like it could maybe be like a snack or a meal. It can't just be like, oh my God, oh God, oh.
Sorry. Here we go.
Okay.
She's off, straight to anger.
Oh God, okay.
There's no, with Sophie, there's absolutely no bridging emotions. Zero to 60. Tears, anger.
Yeah. No, I went.
Well, I think I would have. Oh my God, I've got it.
I went to Oslo, not the place, but a like sort of bar club thing
in Hackney. Yeah.
And I ordered a starter, which was like an asparagus salad.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, it's an asparagus salad. It's got like beetroot, it's got pine nuts, it's got mozzarella. And I was like, this sounds lovely. I'm going to order this salad. And I'm going to have a meal as starter. So I had that, and I had some like, they have duck, triple cooked duck.
I can see you're welling up, and I'm really laughing. Really laughing. Absolutely loving this episode.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And then
yes.
I ordered it, and they brought me a slab which had like four asparagus heads on it.
Yeah.
And it had like a drizzle of pink, like tubby custard on it, because all the other ingredients.
Tubby custard.
All the other ingredients had been blended.
Oh, yes.
And just drizzled on it, and they were selling that for like £6, and I was like, I know how much asparagus costs.
So they blended everything, but you can't put that as an ingredient.
They put it as separate ingredients.
Yeah, that's not all right.
That's not on.
But I love the tubby custard reference.
Yeah,
I hadn't thought about tubby custard for a long time.
Worth it for the tubby custard reference.
Yeah, how much of that did they eat? They ate it all the time, right?
I think that's all they ate,
yeah,
right?
That's all they ate was tubby custard.
The idea of you going into the kitchen to complain about that, and it's just Nunu the Hoover.
Yeah.
I think I did my first tweet about that.
About first, tubby custard?
No, about that salad with the tubby custard on it. I was so angry.
Your first ever tweet?
Maybe not my first ever tweet, but like in the first...
It was early.
The first 50 tweets.
Yeah.
It's like, what's all this about? I'm going to leverage my influence.
So that's not your choice.
That's not my choice. But I'm like, that's not a good starter. A good starter has to almost be a meal.
Yeah.
But it has to be kind of like fancy and have a little bit of flair.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, yeah. Like, that's...
It's an introduction to the meal.
Like
right?
An amuse... I don't know if amuse bouche is a starter. But you're
I think an amuse bouche...
It's like a little canapé.
Like a little canapé. Yeah. But by definition, to, you know, to sort of excite the mouth.
Yeah.
That's what a starter could be, right?
Yeah. Still, though, I think that could be a loophole on the podcast if a guest wanted to do that and come on and go, I'm going to add an amuse bouche to this. I think we'd have to go, fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, this might be an amuse bouche, but you can judge for yourselves.
Okay.
I think things that make things fancy are things that are a bit incongruous, but not completely insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like peaches.
Okay.
Okay.
Get yourself a grilled peach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm only recently converted to the grilled peach situation.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I've never really been into the fruit in savoury things.
I don't like that when it's like cooked in.
Yeah.
But if it's just grilled...
grilled
and placed.
So how are you having this?
I think the place I'm thinking of is I went to my brother's graduation in America, where I was not expecting them to have good food, and it was his like house, his like rugby house, and they had like a spread for all the family, and there was this like bruschetta with peach on it and I think feta or mozzarella, I can't really remember, but it was a white cheese.
A white cheese,
yes.
And they fucked it up with some balsamic. Maybe some mint.
So it's this. I mean, it does. You're right. It's a starter slash amuse bouche.
It's a starter slash amuse bouche.
Yeah, nibble. It's a nibble.
Yeah.
Pretty good though. Grilled peaches. I always find. So you're recently converted. You're a long time listener. Mm-hmm. Love them. I always find they're a bit too. Everything that I love about peaches usually. It's like they've kind of taken that away a little bit. So they're a bit more bitter when they're grilled.
Oh.
Not as sweet. And
Okay. Maybe they're a tiny bit more bitter, but you should have like a properly sweet peach. And then it's got like the griddle.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh.
You see the marks on it.
Yeah. No, like almost like it's like caramelized.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe like a roasted peach. I don't know.
I feel like the marks on there are doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
I think you're doing a lot of eating with your eyes there. You need those grill marks.
Yeah.
Right.
I love a grill mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
what's your favourite thing to have had a griddle mark on it?
A bit of bread, actually. Like if they do bread just straight onto the griddle, onto the griddle.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. It looks like the food's in prison, and I'm going to break it free.
You trying to get it out of prison?
Yeah.
Wow. you're the liberator of this. Yeah.
Trap food.
It's a political prisoner, and I'm Amnesty International. I've come to break it free.
When you have a dump, do you pretend it's Andy Dufresne falling out into the water at the end of Shawshank?
Because it falls out into the water, and then he goes to the beach to meet Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice. Very nice. Andy Dufresne. So you want it does sound nice, the peach with the griddle marks. You say it should caramelise, so then you get that sweetness back with the caramelisation.
Yeah, you get the sweetness back, but you've got to start with a good peach, like James did.
Like James did.
In the story of James and the Giant Peach.
The Giant Peach. Back to children's literature again. Which is where all your food kind of seems to grow from.
Yeah.
It's all children's books.
Yeah.
But you've got a lot of savoury stuff on that peach, so you've got a lot of different...
Yeah. Like cheese and...
Yeah.
Is balsamic savoury? Probably not.
I think it's pretty savoury.
I think it's pretty savoury.
Yeah. You've got the bread underneath it.
Mm.
It could be a salad.
You could have a salad.
Since I already have the bread, I don't need the bruschetta. I could make it like... chuck some pine nuts in there, like was in that asparagus.
You're just riffing this.
Yeah.
I love it.
But is that what you're going to... see that now, fruit in salads, that's where I start to get a little bit shaky sometimes. But then I've got into that more recently.
As long as it's like a salty... so let's say you put an apple in, but with like some soy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I had that at a house party once.
Uh-huh.
It was actually a house party, but they had like a really nice salad.
You're going to some quality like house parties. So is it your brother's... graduation in the house he was living in, and they'd made grilled peach bruschetta for the people coming over. Mm. And you went to another house party with an apple and soy salad.
Apple and soy salad. I was blown away.
Goddamn house parties are you going to? This is incredible.
Then you go to France and eat Frank's American Lunch, or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, crash into an off license and demand they cook you bread.
Yeah.
It's amazing. What a quality of life you're leading.
Yeah. I mean, like, the parties, I think a good party has good food.
Mm.
Sure.
Yeah. But I don't think I've been to any good parties then, really.
I don't think I've been to many house parties where, like, help yourself to the apple and soy salad.
No.
That's pretty good. That's pretty upmarket house parties you go
to? I try to cook at a lot of my birthday parties, which has been really terrible.
While people are there?
While people are there. So people are coming out, like, putting, I don't know, like, fried things in the oven, and then people come out and, like, descend on it. Like, I think I tried to make chips at a house party, which is terrible.
I've done that before, and it's the last house party I'll ever have. Because you're trying to stop people breaking shit.
Yeah.
And also...
Was I there? Like,
yeah, think... Yeah,
so the one when Lou Sanders dropped the full bottle of wine on the floor?
Yeah.
Oh. And you made... What were you making?
I had loads of stuff. Like, I did... Was that the year I did... I did, like, pulled pork one year, or, like, a massive, shoulder of pork. And, like, I made, like, a massive bowl of guacamole as well. But then all those, like, pre-made nibbles in the oven and stuff, and just trying to get them out. I think in my head, I was, like, having a sophisticated party, and then I invited, like, 100 people.
No. It's lovely, but it's...
It's a mistake.
It's wrong.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to... I mean, I don't cook very often anyway, but, like, I wouldn't be confident enough to cook at a party. That's, like, that's ambitious.
Yeah.
You said your brother was in a rugby house.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
I knew you weren't going to let that go.
Yeah, he was in a rugby house.
Oh, what's that? What's that?
So he went to university in America. America? Yeah. America. in America, in Michigan. Which is a really sporty college, university, whatever they call it. Really sporty school. And he didn't play American football. I haven't got wrong what it is.
Yeah.
People are always like, oh, you mean American football. But he decided to play rugby, which was kind of like for the cool, slacker kids who didn't want to be so intense as to play American football at Michigan, which would be like signing your life away.
Yeah.
So he played rugby. And he also didn't want to join a fraternity. Although I think he got approached by lots of fraternities. Okay. Being like, hey, we're cool guy, come and join. And he was like, no, rugby's going to be my fraternity.
I'm going to be in this rugby house grilling peaches.
peaches. But it was cool. All the people who did rugby were really like kind of jockey, but like also like artistic. My brother's also amazing at cooking.
Right.
Yeah.
Did he make the peaches on the bouchette?
Oh, I can't remember. I don't think so. Still there were a lot of them.
There was a lot of rugby players who were excellent chefs.
Just like daintily putting a sprig of mint on a peach.
Yeah.
I think this sounds good, because I think you're one of our first people to actually sort of build your own dish for the starter as well. I think people are normally like, I want this from this restaurant, I want this standard sort of classic dish.
Yeah.
And you've built a whole dish there, it sounds good.
Oh my God! Okay, sorry.
Here she goes.
There's a...
Who knows what's around the bend?
There's an amazing comic book called Chew. Have you read it?
Yes, I love Chew.
Oh my God, is it so cool? So I think one of the things that... Okay, so he has got the superpower that if he eats anything, he can like kind of remember the whole history of it. So like if it's like an apple, he can see the tree where it was grown and how it's cut down and stuff.
Oh, so it must be a nightmare drinking a water and seeing all the dinosaurs and Henry the VIII and all of that.
Eat a pizza, he can just see the delivery driver
staring at it.
That'd be quite good. Would you like that superpower?
No, because then you can't eat anything.
I mean, you'd be good for
no, but then you wouldn't eat anything because you just see someone like spitting. You'd see someone spitting on it. So yeah, he could eat
stuff. So he's a policeman as well.
He's also a policeman. He's like a detective.
Yeah.
Does that help him solve crime? I've never heard of this.
Yeah, so he
solves crimes by eating stuff.
He eats like a bit of a body and you can see who
what?
Yeah, he doesn't want to, but it's like if he's got that.
Oh my God.
Also, this is set in an alternate future where chicken's been banned.
It's so good.
Okay. It's really good.
It's amazing. But I think the girl that he's in love with has a thing where, for some reason, she doesn't want to eat the same thing as anyone else, so she has to eat a completely different meal in the place where it's being eaten. Someone has that power.
Uh-huh.
And I'm always, like, customising. I don't want to eat the same thing as anyone else is eating.
Okay.
So I've got a lot of condiments in my bag right now.
Right now you've got a lot of condiments in your bag.
I think less than I have had, but more than...
Too. Sorry, Sophie, you're going to have to take us through all the condiments you've got in your bag. We're going to do it like when the Joker's arrested and has to...
I've definitely got a sachet of Tabasco.
Okay.
I've definitely got a little bag of paprika.
A bag of paprika?
Yeah.
Wow. A little bag of paprika in your bag?
Yeah, it was awful because I was...
Tabasco paprika?
Because there's a type of like really hot paprika, chili paprika or paprika. Yeah. I don't know which, that I really like. But it's quite hard and it's like quite good to add to meals. Uh-huh. Instead of like hot sauce in your bag, just have some chili paprika.
Okay.
But I don't always have like the right utensils to gather it with. So I put decanted from my big bag some paprika into a sandwich bag. And I've got a little baggie of paprika. But once I did the same thing and I was talking to someone who's maybe like vaguely important outside the BBC, and I put my hand in my pocket and the baggie of paprika had exploded. So I just put my hand out and like a puff of red powder just came out like I was a wizard. Yeah. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Very good.
Oh God, I'm crying.
Yeah. The water works.
Yeah. So I've got that. I think I've got some brown sugar.
Yeah, of course.
Sounds sexy, yeah?
Yeah. Of course. Who hasn't?
And I might have, so there's like, oh, this is really, oh no. There's like a, I think, I have a sachet. So in France, they have, they give away pommes frites sauce in McDonald's. And I also can't go to McDonald's in the UK. Yeah. I'm allowed, I just don't. So whenever I go on holiday, I'm like, oh, what's in the McDonald's? And they have pommes frites sauce and it's delicious. Uh-huh. So I got a sachet when I was living there and I was like, I'll save it for when I'm back in the UK and I want to eat pommes frites sauce.
Yes.
But I haven't opened it yet.
So you got that in your bag?
That's in your bag ready to go?
I think it was in my bag recently because I thought maybe today is the day.
McDonald's in Paris?
Yeah.
You speak about your bag as if it's this wonderland that changes every time you take it out. Like, who knows if there's pommes frites sauce in
it? Yeah, well, I recently repacked my bag. I bought paprika with me, for sure.
That's definitely in
Tabasco
there.
For sure.
Why don't you go in McDonald's? I'm aware that we're pressed for time, but every sentence that Sophie says prompts more questions.
Yeah.
So why can't you go in McDonald's in England?
Because when I was small and watching Friends, like Monica and Chandler have this rule that they can only have sex on holiday. Right?
Yeah. I don't know why you're now looking at it as if that explains the McDonald's thing.
Yes.
So I was like, I shouldn't be supporting McDonald's, but I can on holiday. Because it's like you do the cheeky thing when you're on holiday. It's fine. Like, people forgive you because it's...
What goes on tour stays on tour.
What goes on tour stays on tour. So,
out of you and McDonald's, which one's Monica and which one's Chandler?
I think McDonald's is Monica.
Right, yeah.
And
Chandler. Yeah. You're a comedian,
you're funny. Yeah, I'm funny.
He's a funny one.
Monica Donald's.
What?
Monica Donald. Oh, doesn't work. No, doesn't work. No.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you're up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to your main course.
Oh, God. What did I say?
So we're going for the peaches for your.
I think
I'd really like if this is really not if you're just like egg and chips
and
removing.
Egg and chips, please. I like them.
I like egg and chips. I do love egg and chips. Yeah. Okay, so honourable mentions. I really like. I think the best kind of meat is from a barbecue. Always, always barbecue meat is the best kind of meat. But that's not enough. I also really like lasagna.
Yes.
Because it's great.
Yeah.
Garfield had it.
Garfield did have it.
But I think the meal that I would have would be a meal from my cousin's restaurant in Ghana, in Accra. And she makes just like incredible Ghanaian food, which is how you say it, Ghanaian, in Ghana. But people say Ghanaian, which is fine.
That's right. No, but that's
good.
And I think I'd have some jollof rice.
Now,
we've had some controversy over the.
It's the third time.
Well, did you have a Nigerian on?
We had. No, we had.
Yes, now.
So, unrelated to food, but I won't.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Now I'm having to admit. So we've had. This is the third mention.
Yeah.
Of all the folks we've had. We've had Selassie.
Mm.
And we had Lolly.
Yeah. Mm.
Now you. And I know now that it is. You've pushed it over to two for. How do you say it? Going.
Ghanaian
rice.
Yeah, Ghanaian or rice from Ghana. Yeah, people say Ghanaian, but in Ghana they say like Ghanaian. Right.
So Selassie was also very quiet, very relaxed guest until it came to talking about jollof rice, and then he leant right into the microphone and he went, "Jollof rice is not Nigerian." It's really
that's dark. But it's true. It's bad. I've like got into trouble because I'd like be bad mouthing Nigerian rice. Like I was just like. I was with my mum on this thing called like Africa in the Square where they've got loads of African stalls and loads of people queuing up for the jollof rice. And I was like, queuing up my mum. I was like, oh, it's not even worth it because it's Nigerian. And these girls turned around and were like, what did you say? And I was like, it's true. And they're like, we had a fight about jollof rice. It's not like Nigerian food is not good.
Okay. Well,
you really you took that pause to make sure you were diplomatic and then just completely ignored.
No, the rice is stupid. It's all like... fat, stupid rice. Also, there's
fat, stupid rice.
They don't make it with long grain rice. They make it with like fat, stupid rice.
Fat, stupid rice.
Also, there is like there's a lot of in my like auntie WhatsApp groups. There's lots of like myths about what's happening, like with food. There's a lot of it is quite problematic and worrying. Like a myth of plastic rice. That people were making plastic rice. And I was like, it's just because someone's had Nigerian jollof.
Right.
And they think it's made of plastic. It's terrible. Please leave all of this in.
We've got to keep some, because like, you know, it's become a running thing now.
It is interesting. Like, it is interesting.
Nigerian jollof rice
has
been like, you know, trashed twice now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, it's a shame really that Lolly was the first person to mention jollof rice on the podcast. So she just got off scot-free. We weren't able to challenge her and go, because, you know, me and Ed don't know anything. So we was like, oh yeah, cool. That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
And then you and Selassie both said, that's a bullshit main.
Yeah. It tastes like shit.
So your choice is Ghanaian?
Ghanaian jollof rice. I would also... I mean, I won't accept it because I want it from my cousin's restaurant.
What's it called?
It's called Red Chilli.
Red Chilli.
But what really upset me is that she's... like, it's been quite successful and it's like based on all my grandma's food.
Mm.
And she ended up serving food to Boris Johnson when he was visiting Ghana. And it was a really conflicting moment for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was he like? Did you get some...
No, she just sent a picture around to the family group and everyone was like... Yay!
Yeah, because it's pretty cool that like someone's visiting and that's the restaurant they choose, isn't it? Regardless of who it is.
No, but I mean,
I'm not. No, no.
She does also like she also like makes meals for like prisoners in Ghana. It's like it's a really nice one. She takes around like little food packages to them. So I'm like, you're doing a good thing.
Yes,
but then like Boris Johnson's just eating your like.
Bad prisoners don't deserve nice rice. You should give all the bad prisoners Nigerian jollof rice.
Yeah! I mean, no, that's a bad sentiment. That can be part of the punishment.
Enjoy your fat, stupid rice, you murderer.
So I probably have, like, the main there, like, some jollof rice from there with, like, a goosey soup. Oh, this is what was one meal that I had, and she taught... my friends came with me to Ghana, and she taught them all how to make Ghana food.
Yeah.
And it was like the most... I started crying.
Yes.
Because
not today, though. Weirdly, the first time.
You've run dry of tears today.
Yeah,
There was like okra soup as well.
Love it. Love okra.
Oh, so good. So good. And it was just, and they'd like had to like pound the like fufu. Do you know what fufu is?
No.
Like sort of, it's like plasticine. Okay. It's not like plasticine, it's nice.
Yes, nice plasticine.
Nice plasticine. And you put you eat with your hands and you put your hands in the soup and you spoon it all up and it's got like cow skin and crab in it and it's all gooey and disgusting.
Yeah.
Delicious.
The only time I've ever had, I had some jollof rice, but it was at a fancy ass restaurant called Ikoyi, which is just opened in town. It's really good.
Is it Nigerian?
They say West African broadly, I think. No, I don't think it is, because it's a fancy ass place, so it's like
Senegalese jollof is also acceptable.
Right, okay.
Oh, okay.
This had crab on it.
Okay.
It was real good. But I feel like I need a more authentic jollof rice.
Was it stupid
experience.
Fat rice?
I don't remember it being stupid or fat.
Okay.
It was clever small rice. Okay.
Now, your side dish.
My side dish is fried plantain. That's easy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Straight in there this
yes,
time.
Yes, please.
Bam, no hesitation.
Yeah.
And is that from anywhere in particular?
I think I was really tempted to choose Kiliwili, which is plantain from Ghana, and it's quite spicy and like really specific. You can get it like by the side of the road and it's like all hot and you like wrap up in a newspaper. But I'm just going to go for like pretty simple sliced fried plantain, ripe plantain. I don't care who makes it.
Wow. So
No. Yeah, it's so strong.
But it's a good statement to make.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter who makes it, they can't fuck
difficult
up.
Difficult to fuck up, yeah.
It's that good.
Yeah, as long as they don't burn it.
Sure.
Or it's overripe. Or they put too much stuff on it.
I think you need to get something
specific.
My mum's going
to make it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah. Very quickly it became absolutely my mum.
Yeah.
So that's
delicious. Straight to the point. Love
straight,
it.
Simple, lovely side dish. I mean, it feels like there's nothing to add there.
Nothing to add. Although, like a trick, if you like frying plantain, what you should do is you should like cut it and then like keep the skin open like a little sofa for the plantain.
Uh-huh.
And then put the plantain on the skin because the skin soaks up all the oil.
Oh.
Just a tip.
That's a very good tip.
I told that to my Nigerian flatmate and she had not heard that before.
Have you said other things to your Nigerian flatmate?
Oh my God, she pronounces it plantain.
Okay.
What the fuck?
I was more going back to the jollof rice.
Oh, yeah, no, the jollof rice. Yeah. I don't want to antagonise her.
Any more beefs with the Nigerians?
I don't want to antagonise her by speaking about jollof because she hasn't made any yet. I haven't made any, but I will before I move out.
Yeah.
It's just like a parting gift.
Yeah.
But it's more that she calls it plantain. What?
It's just funny that you say it and then you have a faraway look in your eyes.
Yeah.
After so you kind of look in and going, actually, that bothers me more than I thought. And to drink with all this.
Okay. Can I have an alcoholic and a non-alcoholic drink?
Let's hear them first.
Okay. So I recently had a great drink, but I've only had it once. I was at a party and my friend had a bar and they were serving salted Palermos. Have you had
again, them? What goddamn parties are you going to?
It was great. It's bottled. It wasn't like a fancy drink, but it's basically like slightly I guess it was salted grapefruit juice.
Right.
And grapefruit juice I used to buy when I was at uni because no one really likes it.
Uh-huh.
You know, people, you know, like, so I was like, no one's going to steal my juice.
Sure.
Whereas if you buy orange juice or apple juice, people are like...
Right, okay. Yeah, but did you like the juice or were you just buying something that everyone hated?
A bit of both. And my friend, I said that to my friend at uni and he was like, you're a bad person. But
the idea of you drinking that juice going, oh, I hate this so much, but it's mine. No one's touching it.
The salted Palermo was amazing, but I've only had it once. I stole a bottle to bring home and try later, but I don't want to choose that.
So that's non-alcoholic...
That's
salted,
a non-alcoholic sort of drink.
Grapefruit
but
juice.
Also kombucha, I recently got into.
Right, okay.
I love kombucha now. And I used to have like a bit about it where I was like, it's stupid. Who's kombucha? But now I'm...
That was the bit, wasn't
who's,
it?
Who's, yeah, it was who's really kombucha?
Like, the whole bit
who's
was like,
kombucha guy?
It was that.
that making was a the drink joke. Out of himself.
I thought that, I thought kombucha was a person.
Yeah.
Because I was on a podcast with loads of Americans from LA and they were like, yeah. kombucha. And I was who's this bitch? And then it's kombucha.
In all these films.
So potentially kombucha.
I'd have kombucha as my non-alcoholic if I wasn't allowed to drink.
But you are allowed to drink.
Great.
Mm-hmm. So what's the alcohol situation? And we might make you choose between the two.
Yes. If I'm choosing between the two, it's easy. There's like a restaurant in Paris I went to on my birthday that I kind of found out about slightly randomly, and it's about the size. It's like it can fit in about 12 people. They won't speak to you unless you can speak French. Okay. And I went there and there was one waiter who looked really grumpy. He looked a bit like you with black hair.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe it was
that's
you.
That's my French twin.
Yeah.
That's Jacques.
And Jacques
Acaster. Angry Jack.
Yeah.
Jacques was like, you didn't confirm your booking, you can't come in. And there was no one in the restaurant. This really right, it was like, but there's no one here. And he was like, well, you didn't confirm it. And then we sat down and there was like one chef there who, he either had one eye or like one eye was not there.
Okay.
I think that's both the same thing. I think he was a one-eyed chef.
I think that's the same thing.
Yeah,
right?
One-eyed chef, yeah.
That's the same
but
thing
But I don't
twice.
Know if his other eye was open. Maybe he could see out of one eye.
He's either got one eye or his one of his eyes wasn't there.
Yeah, so it's a one-eyed chef. It's a one-eyed chef who was, like, furious. And then we, like, sat down to order, and I was like, I can do this, I'm being fancy, I'm like, I'm going to order, I'm going to pay for everything.
Yeah.
So I obviously ordered the cheapest champagne, which is like a brut, and he was like, that is not good champagne. And I was like, well, why do you have it on the menu? And he was like, no, you should get this champagne. And I don't want to be negged on my birthday. So I bought that champagne.
Right.
And it was like sunbeams and rainbows. It was the most delicious champagne I've ever had. Like, all the food was delicious. It was amazing. But that champagne was just, like, incredible. So I'd have that.
Do you remember the name of the champagne? And do you remember the name of the restaurant?
I do not remember the name of the champagne.
Okay, fine.
I think that the name of the restaurant was La Petrelle. It's very hard to, like, they kind of obscure it. Like, you go on, I tried to find it.
Does
and I
that mean
something
the Cyclops?
Cyclops
I don't know
bites.
What it means. I don't think it's a real word. They just got, like, first I went on the website, it was, like, completely black, but then at the bottom there was, like, a line, and then that said, like, a number, which I called. And then once I went on it, it was just, like, a soundscape.
Uh-huh.
Like different pictures of pot. But it's not fancy. It's like quite a weird, dingy restaurant.
Yeah.
And I told, I was like working as a teacher, an English teacher, and I told my coworker, and he was like, I've been trying to go there for years. And I was like, there was no one there.
So it doesn't...
It's just a good champagne, mystery champagne.
The mystery champagne from the one-eyed chef.
Yeah.
Is what you would like.
Yeah.
No, he might have been had one eye.
Sorry.
Or one of his eyes might not have been
there. One of his eyes might have been missing. Yeah. It's amazing how many things appear normal to me at this point in the podcast. Like, at the start
He didn't have two eyes, but I don't know why.
He either had one eye or one of his eyes wasn't there.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. It's half glass full, half glass empty. I've gone mad.
Half glass full, half glass empty? Half glass full, half glass empty. Is that what you just said, Ed?
My coffee's kicked
in. It's like a half glass full, half glass empty. So that's having a half glass, but it's full to the brim with water. Or just having a half glass that has nothing in it.
Half glass full.
Yeah.
So you have half a glass.
Yeah.
All the way to the top.
Yeah.
Or just empty.
And that's if you're... Empty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that saying about... If you're
half glass.
Well, it's how you look at the world is, does that guy go, I have one eye, or does he say one of my eyes is missing?
Yes, okay.
Yeah. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Yes,
it would have been a pithy throwaway thing.
Half glass
thing,
full, half glass empty.
But unfortunately, yes. I've said half glass full, half glass empty, which this, like when me and James were on Mock the Week together, and I said, belly full of pollage, wally full of cash.
Yeah. My favourite moment in comedy ever. My dad said that.
I was trying to say belly full of porridge, wallet full of cash. I can't remember why I was saying that, but I said belly full of porridge, wallet full of cash.
Amazing.
Couldn't stop laughing. So we're arriving at your dessert now.
Can I have a whiskey for dessert?
Oh, hold on a second. What?
Interesting.
You would like a drink for dessert?
Yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it?
No one's done that before.
No one has done that before.
So you're not? Are you not a dessert person?
It's just a bit like, what? No. Why?
Why?
No. Like, yeah. No. Why?
Look at James's face. Look at what you've done to him.
Why?
I like.
Oh, we'll just throw those brownies in the bin.
No. Okay.
Let's just throw those brownies in the bin if you don't like them.
I've been sent some brownies from Lola's.
Yeah.
And Sophie seemed quite excited when they arrived. But now, you're saying why?
Because there's better stuff than dessert.
Okay, mate.
No, but I mean, like, when
name
you're at
one, name one thing in life that is better than dessert. And look,
I kind of like, I'm on board with this having a whiskey instead of dessert thing, but you're going to need to pitch harder for
me and
for
Ed
it.
Have a bit of a kind of like rivalry with the dessert course, where I am a big pudding guy. I love all desserts. Yeah. Ed always wants the person to choose a cheese board.
Oh.
I think...
That was a positive sound.
No, I'm not going to choose a cheese bird. Cheese bird?
Fuck you, Ed.
No.
But like, you're the first person to go, like, almost just go, do you know what? Neither
Let's
of
just
those.
Leave. Let's yeah. just leave.
I'm getting
Let's just, just leave. What a great attitude to come to a dream restaurant where you can order whatever you want.
Okay.
And it comes to dessert and you go, I'm just going to leave.
Just going to leave.
Think, okay, no, I can have it. I'll take a dessert.
No, if you want a whiskey, no, I think that's great.
We would like to encourage the whiskey choice.
Okay.
Just trying to understand it.
Okay. I think also this, I realise, am I paying for this?
No.
Okay, all right. Well, if I was paying...
Imagine we made for this. Right, but so Google all the places that Sophie just mentioned. That'll be £200, please.
I think it comes from being like, I don't want to pay for the dessert, because the dessert's usually artificially expensive. And I took my mum out for a birthday last night. We had a dessert, which was angel food cake with rooibos ice cream and pistachios and strawberries. It was delicious.
Sounds great.
But it was more expensive than it should have been.
Okay.
I think. Also, they like split up the ice creams and the desserts. They're always like, would you like these three desserts? Or would you like one of the scoops of our ice cream?
Yeah.
And it's like, I want a dessert and ice cream.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, now you're on the same page as yours.
Yeah,
I want a dessert. And don't be like, oh, £6 for this ice cream, but also more of like, it's just like, accept that people want dessert and ice cream together. Yeah.
But you can, you're in the dream restaurant. You can have dessert and ice cream together, or you can have a whiskey. I think you've made a good case for a little whiskey.
The reason whiskey is that whiskey is like... I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Also, if you're like really full at the end of the meal and you have a dessert, then you're like, you know what I mean? But if you have a whiskey, you're like, what's next? Am I dying after this meal?
Are you going to die?
Am I going to die?
No, we don't kill you.
Okay.
No. It's not like, it's you're not going to die. No, you just eat the meal and then you have a happy life.
You will technically die after the meal,
okay,
but I don't know. I can't specify.
It's not
specify.
My last meal. I can eat again.
No. At some point, you can eat again.
We will all die.
Yeah.
And for many of us, we'll still have a lot of questions
tomorrow
about your menu when we die. But like,
I'll go tomorrow when it's sunny. I'll get an ice cream. I don't want dessert now.
Interesting. So you're at the dream restaurant and you've said, I'll get an ice cream tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm
really fine.
Okay.
Like, why would it's dinner time.
I love that you are full on an imaginary meal.
Is there any particular type of whiskey, or are you just pretty?
Not a bourbon.
So you're having a scotch.
Yeah. I'm having a scotch, and I don't want it to be too smoky. I don't mind having a Japanese whiskey, which is all. Is that technically scotch?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd love a Japanese scotch.
It's a Japanese scotch to finish with. Okay. Let me read your menu back to you.
Okay.
Here we go. You would like sparkling water.
Yes.
You would like...
Frizzante, specifically.
Yeah, Frizzante, sparkling water.
Yeah.
Problem was with bread. You chose the secret Turkish duvet bread from an off-license.
That's not as good bread.
Oh, I'm sure it's delicious. But it's reading it back and remembering... It's just all of these dishes... When you first said them, it's like, yep, normal dish. And then the stories behind them don't make any sense. Starter, the grilled peaches from your brother's rugby house. main course, jollof rice. And goosey soup, is that it? From Red Chilli in Ghana.
Yeah.
So great.
Oh, gosh.
Side, fried plantain made by your mum. Drink. It says... Champagne from the Cyclops restaurant. And dessert, you're just like a Japanese scotch whiskey. That's a lovely...
Great.
...menu.
Thank you.
A lot of tears along the way.
Yeah.
I'd love to eat that.
It sounds great.
It does sound delicious.
It sounds great.
Thank you so much for coming to the Dream Restaurant, Sophie.
Thank you so much.
Sophie Duker there.
Delish. And a very emotional episode.
Crying throughout. And you think we're joking about that. James made a joke early on in the episode that she'd be crying throughout the podcast. She was weeping throughout the whole episode.
Yep, because he's crying.
And we think in a good way.
We think it'll go. I think she was happy memories, fun things that made her laugh.
Yeah.
But she cries instead of laugh, Sophie. I mean,
yeah. Look, her eyes do the work before the mouth.
Yes.
There's just a lot of weeping throughout.
Yeah, fair enough. Some jollof shots fired as well.
Oh, shots fired. The battle continues.
Yeah.
Between the Ganyan, I know how to say it right.
Yes.
Now. Ganyan and Nigerian jollof rice battles.
Yes. So, you know, any opinions on that? Yeah. Welcome. We are
feel
all
free.
Ears.
Feel free to tweet us on at Off Menu Official with your opinions on who does the best jollof rice.
Yes.
But she didn't say the secret ingredient of popping candy.
No, that would not have gone very nice in the rice, would it?
No.
Well, I mean, she didn't really even have a pudding. So the popping candy wasn't going to come into it. Well, you put popping candy in a whiskey, do you?
No. I mean, it's probably worth a shot.
That'd explode.
Try it one day.
Kaboom.
Kaboom whiskey.
Kaboomer. That's my prediction. Make sure you follow Sophie on Twitter, Sophie Dukebox.
Sophie Dukebox.
At Sophie Dukebox. And you see all of her upcoming gigs. Go see her live. Go and catch her live.
Absolutely. If they wanted to catch you live, James, where might they go?
To a venue?
To a venue, go to your nearest venue and ask for James Acaster.
Yes.
And for me, if you want to go on my website, edgamble.co.uk/gigs. If you're more of a stay-at-home type, I've got a comedy special available on Amazon Prime Video.
Yes, please.
Check it out.
I'll be watching that, Ed.
Oh, thanks, James.
Yes, I'll watch it.
Do you want to come and see me live? I'm doing the Shepherd's Bush Empire on December 20th.
Oh, yes, please.
Cool. I'll see you there, man.
I'll see you there.
And we will see you in the Dream Restaurant next week.
Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, it's Rob Orton here. Now, I've got a podcast called the Rob Orton Daily Podcast. It's a short poem or story or a musing on a particular subject every single day. What if you commissioned Picasso to paint your house and he just painted it white? Would you be annoyed? Wouldn't it be good if you could pour Miracle-Gro onto other things, such as pizzas? Have you ever thought about what a beach might be like if it was made from digestive biscuits? Have you ever tried to cry about something you're not thinking about? If you would like to listen to a daily podcast that includes subjects I've mentioned there, then please listen to the Rob Orton Daily Podcast.